I just want to give a short testimony about a young chap that we encountered during our hospital ministry around about 2013. I think it was the early parts of about 2013. This was during one of our hospital visits that we do on Monday evenings, praying for people in the hospital. And we've seen so many awesome healings there in the hospital, and in some cases miracles. On this particular Monday, I teamed up. Normally what we do is we'll meet beforehand and then we'll go out two by two praying for people. On this particular Monday, I teamed up with a guy, a fairly young Christian, and we decided to go to one of the general wards that where you normally would find any sort of person admitted there. We started off by witnessing for a couple of people, and then we passed a room and we thought, well, let's just go in. It was a single room, and when we entered, we saw this guy. Now, for the purposes of this recording, let's just say he's Mr. T. And as soon as we saw him, we saw that this guy was not in a good state. He was just on his phone, and he finished a conversation we later heard with his mother. He was just asking his mother to please pray for him because he couldn't stand the pain anymore. He was in such pain, severe pain, and he needed prayer desperately. So we just started talking to him and witnessing to him, explaining to him that we come on Monday evenings and we pray for people and that he should be encouraged and so on and so on. He was a young chap. He was about at the most 27 years old, maybe 20, 28, at the most 30. But this chap explained to us that he had several illnesses, and sometimes when I witness to other people, I tell them that I think he had seven illnesses. But the thing that he was actually flown in from, he was from Kenya. He was flown in to South Africa to this particular hospital because this is the only hospital that could deal with a condition as severe as the one that he had. He had a hernia in such a place, and it was so bad that this particular hospital and the doctors there were the only ones that could deal with this. So he was flown in, but he mentioned quite a few other ailments, sicknesses in his body. He had various blood sicknesses. He had potassium deficiency, other deficiencies, and so on. And this guy was actually walking with one of these frames that are normally used by older people, because he couldn't walk up straight, and he found it very, very hard to move around. And most of the time, he was bound to a wheelchair. And they've started running tests on him on that particular Monday, and he just said to us, he cannot take it anymore. So he ended up also showing us a picture, and I couldn't believe when I saw this picture. It was such a clear picture, and I couldn't imagine before that you could see something so clear on one of these sonars, and you could see that it was a very bad hernia, and that was actually what he was there for. He explained to us about the other illnesses, and although he was very young, he knew all these illnesses by the medical terms and what they were all about and so on. We just looked at him and we said, you know what, Mr. T, we hear all the names and the medical terms that you use, but we just declare right here and now before you that all of those illnesses, although they have names, our Savior and our Healer has the name above every name, and every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we rebuked all the illnesses right there and declared that he is healed. He is healed, and we received with him. So we left him, and normally during those early days, I wouldn't go back and follow up. I just left the patient, and when I did that, I was just saying to the Lord, I know that you heal, and I'm not going to follow up. I never did, and this is the same thing that happened. But what happened is on the following Monday, it so happened that we teamed, myself and this young chap, teamed up again. We were in the same team, and we just visited a ward again, not wanting to go back to Mr. T where we saw him. In fact, if I think back now, I think he was in a different room altogether when we saw him. But what happened is we went to a specific ward and we visited about one or two or three patients, and then this young chap that accompanied me said, well, why don't we go into this room? We went into that room again, a single room, and we saw Mr. T. And once again, when we saw him, we were just so surprised, because he looked totally exhausted when we saw him. And he was just finishing a conversation again with a nurse. The nurse left, and he told us, he said to us, you know what, I'm tired, I'm so tired. And we said, well, what is going on? Is there something that happened? And then he started testifying, and he said, you know what, I spent this whole day since very early this morning going for tests, because the doctors just simply cannot explain how I've been healed of all the ailments, all the sicknesses that I had. He ended up showing us another photo, a very, very clear photo, one of these sonars, of the very, very same hernia, where the hernia used to be, and the hernia was just simply gone. There was no sign of a hernia. He said to us, you know what, they've sent me for blood tests, one after another. They cannot explain why the potassium is the level is normal. There are no other deficiencies. I can't even remember the sicknesses that he had, but he said they tried to test and explain everything and they couldn't. And this doctor, he said, just said to me, you know what, you go back to Kenya and you just witness and you just testify what the Lord did for you, because there was no hand of a doctor involved in your healing here. His testimony was that he was flown to South Africa for nothing more than paracetamol, and he was healed. It seems to me like it was the very next day. And obviously they took a week just to make sure that everything that they couldn't explain actually did happen. So this was just an amazing testimony. What actually also rocked my world a little bit is the fact that just before we left him, he actually showed us something that he did. He had a little book that we were not aware of. And he said to us, you know, as soon as you guys left on that particular Monday, I went to this little book that I keep. I wrote down the names of all these sicknesses and the ailments that I had. And just next to each and every one of those names, I just jotted down, but Jesus has the name above every name. So he did. He would write the name of the illness, the hernia, and he would say, I know that I have this report of a hernia, but Jesus has the name above every name, and I am healed. He did this. I always say that he had, I think, about 7 illnesses. He did this in each and every instance, and he was healed. And we were just so surprised, because this to us was just such a amazing witness. I still keep using it today, even when I want to encourage other patients in the very same hospital or whoever. And Mr. T was flown back to Kenya. He's living a healthy, happy life with his family. And praise the Lord, I'm just hoping that he's witnessing there and giving God the glory. All the glory, because he is worthy of all glory and honor and praise. And we you know, whenever something like this happens, it just makes you stand in awe and you just want to praise the Lord for something like this. I hope this testimony meant something to you. I hope it encourages you. And if you'd like, please share it with other people too. God bless.